my name is Mike. I'm going to be your captain, also going to be your tour guide for the trip here today. So I'll be starting up the tour as soon as we get away from the dock here.
That's Mike Vogel. He's worked on the paddle wheeler, the Lacrosse Queen, on and off for more than 30 years. The Lacrosse Queen offers narrated boat tours rich in area river history between May and October. She's a replica of the grand river boats that once traveled these waters, minus the steam power. She's white and trimmed with red. A blue awning sits on her top deck to shade sightseers, and at the stern, a bright red split stern wheel propels the boat through the water. Despite growing up in the area, I'd never actually been on a working riverboat like this one before. But cruising the plucky paddle wheeler is far from the only way to learn about river history in the area. Vogel pointed me in the direction of UW La Crosse's Murphy Library. It boasts a huge collection of steamboat and river-related photographs. Paul Beck is a special collections librarian. He estimates there's 40 to 50,000 photographs.
We probably have the largest collection in the country, if not the world, of steamboats and related photographs. Yes, there's only a couple of the libraries that might rival us, and they're also here in the U.S.
Beck says the collection started out with a focus on the Upper Mississippi River area, but has expanded to include other parts of the U.S. and even other countries. But the images aren't just of steamboats. They memorialize river life, from the towns, to the crews, to the passengers. Again, Paul Beck.
There is just something magical about them, and So why not have some photos? And once you get one photo, you can't stop. You can't stop. You know, 40,000 isn't even enough. We want more.
Back on the Lacrosse Queen, Vogel's giving lessons in area river history. He says during the peak riverboat years, Lacrosse had up to 200 boats a month pass through her ports.
That made it one of the busiest on the Mississippi River.
The tour's almost at an end, and we're approaching the Lacrosse Queen's home, Riverside Park. Besides serving as the location of various festivals and a museum with, of course, artifacts from a sunken steamboat, Riverside Park has a surprise. I learned about it from George Italiano. He's with the La Crosse County Historical Society.
We built our Riverside Park in the early 1900s. I think 1909 is when it opened up. But underneath that is actually three steamboats and a barge.
So we talked
history on them as well, yes.
I've been to Riverside Park countless
right.
times. There are boats and a barge under that.
Yes.
Wow. La Crosse also continues to be a stopping point for some of the grand river boats, like the Queen of the Mississippi or the American Queen. Italiano loves it when those boats dock.
And it's so nice to see the big steamboats come in because it gives us a reminder of the past.
Community members here work hard to keep the proud river history of this port city alive. When I look at the love the La Crosse area has for steamboats and for the river, it's not just about nostalgia. It's about a passion for history that seems to grow and grow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Disembark at this time. Thank you again.